You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Mickey Blanco with Free Ride. Mickey's in the studio in just a couple of minutes. You're on BFM Breakfast.
Rich chick, but she don't pay tax. Fake lips, but she don't got class. Fake hitters, they don't get no pass. Talk big, but he just blow gas. Toxic, free Brit, but you not that hip. Goody random at the mob, but you just not get. Busy wrapping up a slob, yo, I see you, pig. Not a second glance, not a second chance. Oh, yeah, with your man's, he afraid to speak. Watch chick, keep it lit, yeah, we duck the meat. Cheat code on the road, hit the what you think. I take a real king, gonna try and cuff the queen. I take a real bad chick to try and thug with me. Why it always a bum that's in love with me? Spit game, get chop, hit the west and see. Free ride, let's slide, try your luck with me. I was walking down the street with the girls. This guy hollers out my name.
Yo, Mickey, let me get your number. What's up? What you doing?
I said, I don't give my number to bust this baby. You better get together, bro. Yo, why they always think we gonna be so quick to get stuck? You talking to me like I don't got no self-esteem, yo. We on some barbecue, though. I'm like, yo, if you think I look that good, I guess I think you look good too, baby.
Free Ride by Mickey Blanco, who we are very, very excited to have in the studio this morning. Kia ora, Mickey. Welcome to Auckland. How are you?
Good morning, Auckland.
I'm so excited to be chatting with you. We spoke a few weeks ago on Zoom, and it's really nice to have you in the studio this morning. And your first trip ever to New Zealand to play music.
Yeah, my first trip ever to New Zealand. I got here last night. I had some really good ramen. And
yum.
Now I'm ready for the day. Gonna go to Countdown and get
love that.
And gonna go to Countdown and get some almond milk and some zucchini.
Love it. You're getting the full Auckland experience, I feel. Also, hopefully, I don't want to jinx it by saying this, but I think the weather's supposed to be quite nice today, and we've had a bit of like soggy weather over the last couple of weeks, so it's good that you've come at hopefully what is going to be a little window of sunshine.
The weather here is actually kind of more akin to like my hemisphere right now.
Yeah, it's cooling off.
So I'm like, okay, nice. Nice. I can pop back on my coat and my hoodie.
Yeah, totally. You've just been in Australia. How was that experience?
That was nice because that was like a full-on, like, jolt of summer. And you know, it's kind of funny, like your brain does, like, I mean, I'm not like, you know, I'm not 12 years old, I'm not like walking around every day obsessing about when it's gonna be summer.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's like when I arrived there and it was so hot, then all of a sudden it was so sunny, and then I, like, you know, it was like, oh wait, like this is quite nice.
Yes.
So it was kind of nice for the brain to kind of get like jolted back into, like, you know, an early summer. But also I'm happy to be like not burning in the sun.
Yes, totally. And not getting to where, you know, I have the two wolves inside of me. One is like, summer's the best time of the year, and then the other one's like, but I like to wear layered outfits, and you can't do that in a New Zealand summer when it's cranking, because it's just too much going on. It is. This is going to be a really special gig tomorrow night. We're very excited. You've got Zeki, fantastic DJ, and you've also got Greco Romank, who is impossible to explain what their vibe is, but it's fantastic, who'll be opening for you as well. What can people expect from your own performance? Because we talked a lot about songwriting process last time we spoke. What's been kind of in your performance space recently, Mickey?
This is always such a difficult question for me to answer. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be theatrical.
Love that.
It's going to be high energy. It's going to be theatrical. I think that people should really come to find out.
I think that's the right attitude to have. And it's been a really exciting thing, I think, for us to sort of have this show as something to look forward to, because there is this new kind of like little wave of artists in New Zealand who are doing this quite theatrical, quite high concept movement of what they're making, Greco Romank being a really good example of that. I feel like it's the right time to have a bit of a conversation with international counterparts who are also kind of working in this space. When you've been moving around and playing all of these international shows, what's exciting for you about tapping into different communities and different scenes?
I think kind of the question even almost answers itself. It's like tapping into the community, because like oftentimes, so when I was younger, like when I was much, much younger, when I would come to perform in a city or a place, it was like almost all of the fans or the audience, we were like the same age.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very rarely that like there was anyone older or that there was anyone younger.
Mm.
And then like as I got older, like the fans got younger, which is like totally fine, but it was kind of this thing where, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that, so there are people that I'm friends with to this day, and like really friends with, like, and that's been one of the coolest things about my life, is that I've made these friends and these relationships all over the world, from like us doing a show together, or like them, or like us doing a show, and then, you know, because I don't just only perform as Mickey Blanco, like I have, like I do side projects sometimes, like I do more performance art stuff, and you know, there's been times when like I've you know, met a community, or I've met people, and it may have been through a Mickey Blanco performance.
Yeah.
But then I come back and I do something with someone's gallery, or
yeah,
I come back and I, you know, and it's really nice, because I think for me, I think also this is really important. I think when I tap into like the local scene, because of the kind of artist that I am, it's kind of like, I've never been kind of this, like, you know, more mainstream artist where like you're just gonna come to my show and that's gonna be like this, that's it.
Yes.
Like I always thought it was important for me to kind of understand like kind of like the local atmosphere, and for me to kind of like get people that, you know, that complement what I'm doing to create this entire experience, because not only does I think it inform what I do, but I think it, I just think there's so much more power in that.
Absolutely. And I think that's the real joy of being a working artist, when you also have the privilege of travel as well, is you get a chance to sort of experience those ideas that are happening in parallel in different parts of the world and link them up. And that's also important for like activism and for these kind of conversations that come out of creating, which are related to the world at large and to politics and to the way that people are in these spaces. What's been some exciting or surprising experiences that you've had in recent times when you have been doing this, like touring and thinking about these other communities?
Let me think.
To put you on the spot after you've had a massive flight and arrived in the night, so... I feel like I've stumped you with that one, but
maybe because there's been so many experiences, so yeah. I like, and now my brain is like trying to, I mean, yeah, I think that, sorry, I think
no,
that
no,
might be,
you're good. It's a stumping a one bit, for quarter to nine in the morning.
I think that might, I think if I had had some time to consider that one, I could.
We can circle back another time to that.
Okay.
What have you been finding in your writing, like, recently is drawing your attention? What ideas have you been kind of tapping into?
So, I mean, I never like to gate, well, there's certain ideas I never gatekeep because I'm just like, we're like all one big, like, collective conscious brain anyway.
Yeah.
But so you know that 90s genre of like new age dance music, like the Age of Innocence, like,
yes. Yes.
So I've been really interested in like what it would be to kind of like make like, you know, a 2024 version of where that would be one of the ingredients. I also kind of am very, so I'm like, I have been bouncing this idea around of an album that is inspired by creek sounds in a swamp.
Oh, wow.
And so where it would be like this high energy dance album, but like based on like literally like these like creek sounds, like not the ocean, but like kind of like just like, you know, crickets and flies and like bubbling water and the sound of like splashes. And so I think I think that like right now I was trying to figure out this way and thinking about ways where you would take these like really like kind of more stereotypically meditative, like calmer new agey nature sounds and make them into a very high energy like punk rave record.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. What was the idea about, where did the sort of swamp sounds first sort of take seed in your brain?
I think because they scare me, and they also, I think swamps and like bayous and like marshlands. I also grew up in a marshland, so I think they like, they're like, they feel really natural, but they also disgust me.
Yeah.
But then they also like intrigue me, but then they also like scare me. Because like, I mean, in North America, I mean, I don't live in like an alligator zone, but like in North America, like some of the most beautiful landscape are like the bayous.
Yeah.
But like the bayous are like so dangerous.
Yeah.
I think those combination of things, but yeah, I don't know. It's like, I just want to figure out like, it would be so cool to me. There's also this album by this artist, Hiroshi, Japanese composer from the 80s, Hiroshi Yoshimura, and it's like this seminal record called Green. And it's like that, like that record is like something that I listen to casually, like a lot, every few years. And it definitely, it was like something that like I would put on like towards the end of like an afters.
You know, to, like, it's green o'clock.
Literally it's green o'clock. So yeah, I think this idea of like how you can make like really cool new agey music, but like very like sped up. I don't know. I know my next record, I think I know for sure that the song, I know that it'll probably be a longer record, but the songs will be quite short.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's an exciting kind of juxtaposition in and of itself. And I feel like I completely understand what you're saying. We're just talking about this off air. In Aotearoa, we don't really have dangerous animals, but we do have very dangerous landscapes here. And we have really dangerous weather. We get natural disasters all the time. It's kind of crazy in that space. We have our own sort of weird swamp lands, and we have the way that they kind of interact with how people live in cities is really strange here. Like in Auckland, we've got marshland, which is different probably to the marshland you get in the South Island, and very different to the bayou as well. But there is something kind of haunting almost about those spaces, or sucking or something.
I can totally
see the appeal of that. And then the new age layer on top of that feels inspired. Very exciting combo.
There was also this band from the 90s called like Gus Gus, and they would do these like, I don't know, I just, they would do these like really like heavy like multi-instrumental performances. And I don't know, I've also been thinking about like how to create this kind of thing, you know, this kind of like really all-encompassing multi-instrumental experience, but with just like three people on stage.
Yeah, yeah, hard.
And I think that means like me and like two multi-instrumentalists.
Two people, but one person playing a violin, right, and the keys at the same time or something, yeah.
Yeah, where they're going to just be like, oh, well, you just get to be the performer, right? Yeah.
And I'm going to tie it all together at the front. I feel like that's a way to make it work. Mickey, I'm so excited for the show tomorrow night. You're also going to be heading down to Portnoy in Ohenahoe, Littleton. Another city with a very interesting swampy landscape.
I'm excited. Okay, so I'm so excited because it's like Auckland and Wellington, you know, get to be these like really like hopefully guys, these really like intense fun party nights. Come out wherever you are, please. But then I am excited because I haven't been to a festival since like September.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah.
I'm so ready to like just like, you know.
It's a special festival as well, because it's such a, when you get there, the landscape is so singular and the vibe is very, it's a little village there, you know, and a very music focused little village too. So it'll be a really special experience, and I'm very jealous about it because we can't be in 10 places at once, but wish we could.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you for like some secondhand store vintage. I think I need to do like a quick little shop today or tomorrow just to like re-up on my outfit.
Nice. Well, if you're walking down K Road, Vixen has always got the most fantastic pieces in there. That would be one I would highly recommend.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Mickey, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. We're going to listen to another track from the same record. This is It's Not My Choice with Blood Orange, and we will see you tomorrow night, neck of the woods, in the club with Zeki and Greco Romank. Absolutely don't miss out on this. It's a gig for the ages, under the radar for tickets. So nice to have you here.
I am sleeping all day so that tomorrow I will wake up ready to just devour you, Auckland.
We will see you in the club. Thank you, Mickey, for coming in.
Bye-bye.
True love can't be for you. Take out on the couch, that's beef for you. I'm selfish, weak, I'm me, me, me. Same shit, oh shit, like a TBT. On some EBT, on some you need me. I'm high by the beach, Lana, please save me. My baby gone, my shorty ghost. My shorty ain't my boo no more. Love on slow-mo, this ain't no joke. I miss you, kiss you, ain't no hoax. I ain't no hope, baby, you should know. Baby, we both grown, shorty, please come home.
I was wrong. I know I messed up, but I want you out of my head and back in my bed. I want you out of my head and back in my bed. Please come home. Baby, please come home.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.